Well, we have high school basketball tonight for you here on KJAN as Chris will get right back into it after the holiday weekend. Girls high school hoops tonight for you here on the radio as AHSTW visits CAM this evening. And Chris will have all the action for you live this evening here on KJAN. 7:15 is the start of the broadcast to get you ready for tip time, which is set for 7:30 tonight. That's in Anita. CAM hosting AHSTW this evening. Girls high school basketball coming up for you tonight here on the radio. Yesterday in college basketball and men's hoops, Reed Timmer scored a career-high 32 points as Drake defeated Chicago State 79-67. Timmer had 7 3-pointers as the Bulldogs improved in the early season to 4-1.
Reed's been just phenomenal so far, and he's a guy, man. If they're gonna give him looks, he's gonna knock it down. And he was huge for us, and that's what you expect, you know, from a senior all conference kind of player. And he's just been a rock so far, and made big shots and big plays, and just really showed a lot of confidence. I thought on the offensive end that I thought really helped us.
That's Drake coach Nico Medved, who says the Bulldogs won without playing one of their better games.
I was really disappointed with our defensive effort more than anything. I just thought that there was a lot of things that we've done well that didn't show up, and then finally a stretch in the second half where we really defended the ball screen much better, and when our defense picked up, that's when we went on a nice run and found a way to get a hard-fought win.
Sophomore Nick McGlynn added a career-high 17 points while just missing his third straight double-double with 9 rebounds. He was joined in double digits by redshirt senior Graham Woodward, who tallied 10 points in that contest. Chicago State was up 58-53 at one point. Drake, though, scored 10 straight to take the lead for good. In top 25 men's college hoops on Sunday, top-rated Duke, a winner over 7th-ranked Florida, 87-84. Number 4, Michigan State, defeated number 9, North Carolina, 63-45. 8th-ranked Kentucky, a winner over Illinois, Chicago, 107-73. 16th-ranked Texas A&M, down 10th-rated Southern Cal, 75-59. 17th-rated Gonzaga needed overtime to knock off Texas, 76-71. Georgia also an overtime winner. They beat number 21, St. Mary's, 83-81. Number 23, UCLA, a winner over UC Irvine, 87-63, while number 24, West Virginia, dumped Missouri, 83-79. In women's college hoops yesterday, Kennedy Kirkpatrick scored 14 points, and Megan Moss added 10 points and 12 rebounds. But Northern Iowa fell short in a 53-43 loss to Central Florida in women's college hoops yesterday. The Panthers shot just 28% from the field. Well, the newly released Associated Press college football poll looks quite different from last week's following losses by previous number 1 Alabama and number 2 Miami. Clemson is the new leader in the poll, followed by Oklahoma, unbeaten Wisconsin, Auburn, and the Crimson Tide. The Tigers picked up 27 first-place votes and moved up 3 spots following Saturday's rout of South Carolina. The Sooners took 24 first-place votes, and the Badgers claimed the remaining 10. Oklahoma earned a 28-point win over West Virginia, and the Badgers shut out Minnesota 31-0. Auburn failed to get a first-place vote despite Saturday's 26-14 win over Alabama. Georgia is 6th. Miami fell from 2nd to 7th. Ohio State remains 8th. They're followed by Penn State and TCU. Well, the college football coaching carousel continues to twirl. Texas A&M has fired coach Kevin Sumlin after 6 winning seasons. The first black head coach in program history was 51-26. He was 25-23 in the SEC. The Aggies ended their regular season by losing to LSU as they finish 7-5 overall, 4-4 in the conference for the 4th time under Sumlin. Arizona State has fired football coach Todd Graham after 6 seasons, 5 bowl trips, and a 46-31 record. The Sun Devils finished the regular season 7-5 on Saturday by beating rival Arizona, a 2-win improvement on last season's disappointing record. Florida has hired Mississippi State's Dan Mullen as its next head football coach. The expected move reunites the Gators with Mullen, who served 4 years as their offensive coordinator, winning 2 national championships in the process. He was also instrumental in the development of quarterbacks Alex Smith, Tim Tebow, and Dak Prescott. Mullen was 69-46 in 9 years at Starkville, and he is the Bulldogs' second all-time winningest coach behind Jackie Sherrill. Nebraska Athletic Director Bill Moose says it will take 2 or 3 years to return the football program to the level of competitiveness that he says fans expect. He says he has a list of about a half dozen names of coaches that he thinks could get the job done. Mike Riley was fired Saturday after a 4-8 season ended with losses in 6 of the last 7 games. Also in college football news, Wilton Spate is leaving Michigan as a graduate transfer. The senior quarterback announced on Instagram that he'll take some time to figure out where he'll continue his career and his education. Spate thanked Coach Jim Harbaugh for understanding his decision. Spate was out for 2 months this season after a hit at Purdue cracked his vertebrae. Brandon Peters and Dylan McCaffrey will likely compete to be the Wolverines' quarterback next season. In the NFL on Sunday, Buffalo won a battle of slumping teams as Tre'Davious White intercepted Alex Smith with just over a minute remaining to secure the Bills' first win in 4 games, a 16-10 win in Kansas City. Tyrod Taylor threw for 183 yards and a touchdown in his return to the starting lineup, and Steven Hauschka hit 3 field goals for the 6-5 Bills. Smith threw for 199 yards and a touchdown, but the 6-5 Chiefs showed little rushing production in their 5th loss in 6 games. That was a game heard here on KJAN yesterday. Elsewhere in the NFL, Carolina beat New York, the Jets, 35-27. Philadelphia over Chicago, 31-3. Cincinnati beat Cleveland, 30-16. Tennessee downing Indianapolis, 20-16. New England over Miami, 35-17. Atlanta beat Tampa Bay, 34-20. Seattle topping San Francisco, 24-13. Oakland over Denver, 21-14. The L.A. Rams beat New Orleans, 26-20. Arizona stopping Jacksonville, 27-24. Pittsburgh beat Green Bay 31-28, and tonight Houston will play in Baltimore. The Cowboys have released running back Darren McFadden and kicker Mike Nugent while signing defensive end Dayton Jones and promoting running back Trey Williams from the practice squad. McFadden had fallen down the depth chart after leading the team in rushing 2 years ago. Nugent became expendable once Dan Bailey returned from a groin injury on Thursday. A 7th grader from Iowa could wind up on the field at next year's Super Bowl. Olivia Eckerman, a student at Waverly Shell Rock Middle School, is heavily involved in the NFL's Fuel Up to Play 60 program, and she's one of 3 finalists for the honor of running onto the field before kickoff with the game ball.
They had narrowed it down to 30, then 8, then now 3, and now it goes to public vote.
That's Olivia's mother, Sue Eckerman, says her daughter has always been active, and 2 years ago, Olivia joined the Fuel Up to Play 60 program at her school.
It's a very strong group at the Waverly Shell Rock Middle School, and they form committees and they make plans on how to offer taste tests to the student body, like various types of apples or zucchini brownies, black bean brownies. They have them taste different foods with healthy options in them, and that's really fun. They take field trips to dairy farms and an aronia berry farm. They had a marathon kids club.
The NFL's Fuel Up to Play 60 program encourages healthy eating and at least 60 minutes of activity per day. Heckerman says going to the Super Bowl would be a dream come true for her daughter.
She earned points from doing various things, and she filled out an essay process and then got chosen to go to the National Summit for Fuel Up to Play 60 2 years in a row, and this year she is the Fuel Up to Play 60 state ambassador.
For Eckerman to get on the Super Bowl field, though, she needs to finish first in a round of online voting. You can go to superkid.nflrush.com and vote once per day through December 5th. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.